depth, not discussing the Tosos stuff, Gilam and Aleph. But the Gemara tells us the Har of Rav Yosef and the Beitz of Shnoda is Asura because of Exer of Shem Yadav Yitvosh. Tosos is bothered that why should that be at all Exer? Why isn't it Mutala Chachila to engage in Tolesh and Kotzer and Yantif? Why is this not considered to be Melech HaSelfanefesh? Tosos cites the Shita of Rashi regarding the case of Tzeda, the Mishnah Dav Chaf Gimel Beis that tells us that in sudden dalgim in habivarim miyantif, that Tzeda is considered to be asur. Why exactly is that true? So maybe you see from the Mishnah that Tzeda is not considered to be Melech HaSelfanefesh. Rashi does not mean that. Rashi's difference between Shchita and Tzeda is simply whether it's Efsher or E-Efsher, mi bol yom. One would not distinguish between the two. Just like Shita's Melech HaSelfanefesh, you're accessing the Basa. The same thing is true when it comes to Tzeda. But there's a fundamental difference. The act of Tzeda can be done before Yantif. Shita cannot, because after all, in those times, the meat would begin to decay. And in such a case, even when it comes to Melech HaSelfanefesh, one has to distinguish between Efshar and Yefshar, Mi Bol Yom. The basis of this, Tosus points out, is a sugya of Chafes when it comes to Hashchaza Sasakin. That there, Rabbi Yehuda tells us that that is mutter at times on Yantin, but only if it's E'efshar mi bol yom. So if the knife was nicked prior to Yantin, we would not allow you to sharpen the knife on Yantin itself. If this happened on Yantin, obviously it's E'efshar mi bol yom, and in such a case, then indeed it is mutter. So just like Rabbi Yehuda makes that distinction when it comes to Hashkoza Sasakim, the same thing is true according to Rashi when it comes to Melech HaSelfanefesh itself. What is the basis of Rabbi Yehuda's Shita? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to balance the pasuk. When it comes to Ochel Nefesh, the Torah tells us, Ach Hashem Yechel Ochel Nefesh, Hu Levado Yeseh Lachem, Lachem Lachol Tzarfeich. But there's a balance. Hu Levado, that is a meal. And sometimes yes, sometimes no. That's the din d'oraisa of Rabbi Yehuda. It depends. Efshar mi bol yom, that's the miut of who. Efshar mi bol yom, that is the ribuy of lachem lachol tzorchech. The great chiddush is that that gemara is not talking about ochel nefesh. That gemara is talking about machshirei ochel nefesh. Rashi seems to assume what is true according to Rabbi Yehuda regarding machshirei ochel nefesh is true according to the Chum regarding Ochel Nefesh. After all, let's assume you deny Machshir Ochel Nefesh. So you can't plug in the Pasuk of Lachem and Hulavada. But what is the Pasuk referring to? Not Machshirin. It's referring to Ochel Nefesh. Even with an Ochel Nefesh, you have to balance the Ribuy of Lachem and the Miyut to Hu, and therefore, what is true according to Rabbi regarding Machshirin is true when it comes to Ochel Nefesh itself, and therefore, when it comes to Melech HaSelfanefesh Nefesh, you have to ask yourself whether this is Efshar or Yefshar mi bol yom. Well, when you take a look at the Rambam, the Machamos, the Gimel and the Arif, Rambam writes that this is difficult in light of the Sugya and Daf Yud Aleph Amar Aleph. There the Gemara is not discussing Shkoza Sasakin, sharpening the knife, but the Gemara is discussing Halacha Sasakin, carrying a knife. Shchita is permitted. Obviously, you have to make sure that the knife and the animal, the shochet, are all in the same location. The Sibyl says one is allowed to carry the knife to the animal. You can carry the knife to the animal. Well, on what basis indeed is that true? So the Ramban writes, you see, two chidushim. Number one is, what is halacha sasak? Is that ochel nefesh? Or is that machshirei ochel nefesh? Oh, the Ramban assumes that's called ochel nefesh. Because even Rabbi Yehuda, that's matzeh machshir ochel nefesh, that's only if it's yefshar mi bol yom. And that Gemara, and Daf Yud Aleph, does not make that distinction. When the Gemara quotes the Braisa, the Tosefta here in Beitz and Perek Aleph, that halacha sasakin is mutter, the Gemara does not say only, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda, and only in a case where it's yefshar mi bol yom, the Gemara says that carrying a knife is mutter. Carrying a knife is mutter. So the Ramban writes the following. You see that carrying a knife is called Melech HaSelfanefesh. And this Tzarech Iyun, we'll have to see what then is the difference between carrying a knife as opposed to sharpening a knife. Why is Hashchaza Sasakin Machshirin Mefurish Naftoches? And the Ramban writes Mefurish Naftoches that Halacha Sasakin is considered to be Ochel Nefesh. both seem to be similar in the sense that neither one itself is tikkun ha'ochel. Neither one itself is the chetz shamalach ha'ochel. And yet, hashkaza sasakin mutvurish is makshirin, and halacha sasakin is considered to be malacha sofanefesh. But the Ramban writes, that's clear. Sugi nafir alu. And the Ramban writes the following, that isn't halacha sasakin, at times at least, efshar mi bon yom? Can't you go ahead and see to it that the knife and animal are indeed in the same location? What do you do when it comes to bris milah? The sugi and Shabbos daf kuf lamed. You know what? You make sure that the knife and the baby are in the same location. So, isn't that an example of something that is efshar mi bon yom? So the Ramban writes, ein hachin ami. And what do you see? That even though it is efshar mi bon yom, nonetheless, lech esof hanefesh is mutter. And with that, the Ramban is not for the sheet of Rashi. You're going to have to go back. And how does Rashi understand that sugi of halacha sasakin? But Rashi shita, that lech esof hanefesh is only mutter, but it's unavoidable. The efshar mi bon yom. When you look in the Rosh, here, Gimel Aleph, the Rosh writes, it's mashma, that this is a din daraisa. A din daraisa, not just simply as a din darabon, but the din daraisa. And this is already a suffix of the Ran, the Yud Beis, Lebeis, and Tapi Arif, that this sheet of Rashi, Efshar and Efshar, a din daraisa is that considered to be a din darabon. Let's assume, for the time being, this is a din daraisa, so that's something which is stunning. Daraisa, you have to ask yourself, is it avoidable or is it not avoidable? Where exactly does that come from? So we started to discuss that, you know what, that's the basis of Dukhliya. When one is distinguishing between Dukhliya versus Utra, so the Gemara is clear, Yumad Abav, Sanhedrin Yabes, that the difference between them is Efshar or E-Efshar. If something is Utra, it's Mutter, even if it's Efshar L'Kayim Shneim. Not when it comes to the case of Dukhliya. So, for example, when it comes to Bris Milah, Shabbos Kuf Lamed, the only thing that you're allowed to do on Shabbos is something that you absolutely could not have done before Shabbos. For example, the Maisa Mil itself. How can you do it on day 7? But everything else, readying the knife, readying the baby, all of that has to be done. Mibon Yom, that's the sheet of the Chachamim that Midas not the Shabbos, but certainly not Machshirin. That's the great chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer, that Machshirin Yilah, Mardoches HaShabbos. Maybe the basis of Rabbi Eliezer to even allow Machshirin, maybe that's based on a concept of Putra. We'll have to see. But clear the Shita Sechachamim, Milah yes, Machshirin Yilah no. And when you look in the Gemara and of Kuflam and Gimel and Shabbos, there Rish Lakish says the following. That's true of a typical essay of Halos HaSei. Koma Kam Shatamotze Essay of Halos HaSei. Imata yachla kayim shneyem den muta the imlav yavo esed yichalosase. Wow, Rish Lakish says that this is the cloud when it comes to esed yichalosase. If indeed it is unavoidable, then we're going to use the principle of esed yichalosase. But if not, then not. If not, then not. On what basis is that true? Because Pashav Shah esed yichalosase is tuchuya. And that's Yumad Avav, Sanher Daf Yabay, is that the Chuyah only works when it's Eefshah, L'Kayim Shneyim. Therefore, isn't that something which is clear? When you look in the Sugi of Amos and Abdalit, the Gemara writes, and what exactly is the source of Esed Ochalos Asay? Ooh, Kelayim and Tzitzis. When you look at the Midbar Chavbeis, there is a juxtaposition. No, Losul B'Shabnes, Gedilim Tassalah. And therefore, that's called smuchim, two different psukim that indeed are back to back. And the Gemara says, even though not everyone is dorish smuchim, Rabbi Yehuda denies smuchim, but everybody agrees the Mishnah Torah dorish. The Mishnah Torah dorish. You're dorish smuchim. So you have tzitzis and shatnas that are placed next to each other. Oh, so therefore, that's similar to a hekesh. Hekesh really means the same pasuk. Or sometimes you can have a hekesh where the Torah tells you, the Torah tells you to compare A and B. But when it's just simply the placement, just the position, one pasuk versus another, that is called smuchim. Everyone is dori smuchim. And therefore, tzitzis is doche shatnis. Oh, and that the Gemara writes, you've almost a valid. is the basis of esidokalosis. Something we have to work on a little bit, okay? Esidokalosis, eh? Is to huyin. Shabbos kuflan gimel. That's only its makom she'yevsher. Yevsher l'chayim she'yim. What about when it comes to tzitzis and shabbos? Tzitzis and shabbos, is that the huyin? I guess the muskel rishon, what you like to say is, well, of course, if tzitzis and shabbos is the basis of esidokalosis, eh? And esidokalosis is only in a case where it is yevsher l'chayim she'yim. Therefore, isn't that the case when it comes to kelayim and tzitzis? Kelayim and tzitzis. So maybe one would argue, you know what, the same thing is true when it comes to kelayim and tzitzis. It's the yevsher l'chayim shneihem, the nein hachinami. Indeed, that's true. What's an example of the yevsher l'chayim shneihem? If a person has a linen garment, and the Torah insists you have to have tcheles, and tcheles is not really a color, but it's a color of wool, tcheles amrehu. So therefore, that's the yevsher l'chayim shneihem. If a person has a linen garment, there's no way he can fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis v'shlemusa with tcheles without violating shabbos. Okay, that's a case where it's a yevsher l'chayim shneihem. What is not so simple is that really the case that tzitzis is absolutely duchli when it comes to cases of shabbos. So if you take a look at Tosus and Menachos and at Menachos, Tosus writes that's a very heavy machlokes. And Rabbeinu Tam Shita is not the Chuyah. Rabbeinu Tam says three stunning chidushim, that even if it's Laila, and even if the beggar is not yours, Talish Shu'ula, or even if it is a woman, what's the Tzad HaShavah Shabahem? Women are not Chayiv and Tzitzis, and you're not Chayiv and Tzitzis if the beggar is borrowed, and at night you're not Chayiv and Tzitzis. Nonetheless, can I wear that garment? The garment is, let's say, a linen garment with tzitzis that is affixed to the garment. That's shabbos. So bishlam, I understand the shas mitzvah, that's true. But I argue that above and beyond. So for example, if you take a look at the Raivin and Nochel tzitzis, for Gimel Achates, the Raivin writes that, you know what, if someone is not obligated in tzitzis, nashim ba'avadim, shirotza li'isate, they can do so. That's an example of lulav sukkah shofar, eilat sav yoseh, but the Rebbe writes dafka shembo kelayim. But you're not going to allow for esid ochalosa, say, if you're not chayiv in the mitzvah. If you're chayiv in the mitzvah, then we can invoke the chiddush of an esid ochalosa, say, but not if you're not chayiv in the esid. Isn't that exactly the Gemara? That when there is an esid ochalosa, say, only when it's yevshel chayim shneim, indeed, that's true, but yet Rabbi Natan disagrees. Rabbi Natan disagrees and maintains that really is not true, that even without the chiyuv and the mitzvah, we're going to assume that that beged can be worn. It's as though that the chetz of shel beged is not subject to kelayim, and that's true. Nashim, she'ula, laila, there's no chiyuv with tzitzis at all. But nonetheless, you're still allowed to go ahead to wear that beged. That's the great kiddush of Rabbi Natan. And take a look at the Ramban. Now, Shabbos Kuf Lama Beis. Ramban writes the following. You know what? Milas do ketzaras. Milas do ketzaras. On what basis is Milas do ketzaras? Maybe one could suggest, as Sido Kolosa said, that the mitzvah of Mila is do ketzaras. The neged saras, the beharis, is mako Mila. So therefore, why not assume that Esidokalosasei. In fact, take a look at the Gemara, the Chesma Beis and the Sechas Beitza. That's what it sounds like from the Gemara. Now, the Gemara says the following. Now that, when do we assume? Now, unbelievable. Ema da'arinan, asi esidokalosasei. When do we say esidokalosasei? You ready for this? Kegon, the Gemara says the following, Mila betzaras inam yisadim betzitzis. And what do they have in common? Be'idna. The only time you say esidokalosa, say in principle, no? That at the moment that you violate the law, you're a kind of saying. If there will be a lapse of time where that's not true, you're violating the law now, and subsequently you're fulfilling a mitzvah, we're not going to assume esidokalosa, say. One of the requirements of Esed Ochalosa Sehi is Be'idma. How is that relevant to Beitzad Avchesma Beis? Because the Gemara says, look, you know what, there's a mitzvah, kisui hadam. So our mission, the Beis Hamelech says, you know what, make sure you have dirt that is designated for the purpose of kisui hadam. Let's assume I don't have that. Let's assume, for example, all I have is a clod of dirt. A clod of dirt. And in order to use it for the purpose of kisui hadam, you know what I have to do? I have to break it up. Breaking up dirt is called tochen. It's called tochen. Can you go ahead and violate the melacha of tochen on Yom Tov for the purpose of kisui hadam? The Gemara says, you know what? Maybe one could suggest yes. Why not argue that the mitzvah of kisui hadam is docha the love of Yom Tov? So guess what? The Gemara has two objections. Beitzad of Chesem Adayit. One is it's not bidna. It's not bidna. You're doing a melacha now. You're breaking up that cloud of earth. And subsequently, you're doing the kisui hadam. There's a disconnect. That's not called bidna. And then the Gemara says something very powerful. Yom Tov. Yom Tov is love. And then essay. And then essay of halosa, save essay. So the possibility of invoking essay of halosa, say, when it comes to kisui hadam and Yom Tov, certainly is not true for two very fundamental reasons. Number one, it lacks bidna. Number two, it's not just a love. It's a love and an essay. And how do you know you need bidna? The Gemara says, because after all, I'll give you two great examples. Mila Bitzaras and Sadna Mitzitzis. Mila Bitzaras and Shatnas and Sitzis. Poshub Shat and Gemara, Kimat Mafurish, Beitza Chesel and Beitz, that what? Those are two examples of Esed El Pelosa, say. And they're both Beitna. While you're violating the Tzaras, you're a kind of mitzvah of Sitzis. And when you're moving, that gets Tzaras, you're performing the Maisa Mila. Oh, great. So the Gemara Beitza sounds like two incredible Chidushim. That Mila Bitzaras, Sadam Bitzitzis, is Esed El Pelosa, say, and Hamad Yidzarai, Beitna. No? So you saw the Rabban? Shabbos Kufal Beis. You know what Rabban writes? Wrong. Mila Betzaras is not Esed Ochalos Hase. Mila Betzaras is not Esed Ochalos Hase. That's not right. After all, the Gemara in Shabbos Kufal Beis says, what's wrong with removing an Eged Tzaras? What's wrong with removing an Eged Tzaras? Number one, it's a lavda, right? So now, Yishomer the Eged Tzaras. Yishomer, pen, alnos, loshnos, ase. You know what the Gemara says? There's also an essay. Lasos. Lasos, kachol asher yoru. You know what the Torah says? Don't you dare cut it off. Follow the instruction of the Kohen. Well, see what the Gemara says? There's a lav and an essay. And an essay, the chalos, a save essay. That's pretty stunning, no? The Gemara says that Shabbos, Kuplam, and Beis, the Tzaras is a lav and an essay. And I say the chalosa, say the same. And the Barbates in the Chesim of Days says that, you see from the case of Milan Saras that Ese the chalosa say requires Vidna. That's not so simple, no? Not so simple. Wow. With Furish and Gemara. Shabbat Kupon of Days that Mila Betzaras is not Ese the chalosa say. Oh, how do you know Mila? It's no Ketzaras. You don't know about rights. It's not based on the Siddur Chalos Hasei. But what do you mean? Mila's no Cheshavis. No? Mila's no Cheshavis. Shabbos is a lav she'is foskila. Shabbos is more chama than Tzaras. So the Ramban writes, what do you mean? Elam Yitoras Kavachomer. Kavachomer. Of course, Mila's no Ketzaras. But Mila's not no Ketzaras because of the Siddur Chalos Hasei. Mila's no Ketzaras because of a kavachomer that Mila's no Shabbos, and certainly that's true as well. Wow. No? Then the Rambam goes on that step. And I'm going to tell you a further chiddush the Rambam writes. Tzitzis is not doche shatnes because of Esed Ochalos Hasei. Whoa. No? You saw this Rambam. How did you survive Rosh Hashanah? No? Existentially, but also like. Rambam writes that. Tzitzis and Shatnes is not Esed Ochalos Hasei. It's the source of Esed Ochalos Hasei, no? Tzitzis and Shatnes is not Esed Ochalos Hasei. And what's the Ramban's Raya? Because Esed Ochalos Hasei only applies to Tziyash L'Kayim Shneyim. No? Is Tzitzis Tziyash L'Kayim Shneyim? Is Tzitzis really Yash L'Kayim Shneyim? Well, if you have a Beged, a Pishtim, and you have to fix Tehillas, you're right. In that case, it's the Eif Shalakayim Shneiyah. That's it. We're done. The only time that Tzitzis is Doche, Shatnez, is only in that scenario where you have a Begir Pishta and necessarily you have to affix Wul Tehillas. You know what Rabban writes? Wrong. Tzitzis is Doche, Shatnez. Even if you have a Begir of Tzemer and you want to use Chutei Lavan, a Pishtan. No? Mamish, Efshe L'kayim Shneiyah. You have a Beged of Tzemer. What is your Beged of Tzemer? What kind of tzitzis do you have? Guess what? You have a wool garment, and you have one tzitzis, no? You know, years ago, it was very hot wearing Beged of Tzemer, no? For tzitzis. So people wore cotton tzitzis, no? This man is in technology, you know, Semer Kao, no? Can't even tell, you know, like, can't even tell. It's lighter than cotton, no? No reason not to have wool tzitzis, no, like, lighter than cotton, no? So if you like to go, that wear a talis gadol all day, okay, that's an opportunity to mekayim the, it might be mitzvah rabbanan of having, you know, Semer Geffen, to have cotton, but for regular people, no, that wool tzitzis, No, get Semer Kao, but fully breathable, you can wear it in the summer, you won't feel it. Guys wear polyester pants, and they wear cotton tzitzis, you know, like pants are comfortable, much more comfortable than the wool pants. Wear them well. Okay. So Ramban writes Mefurish, no? You have a beged of tzemer, and you can affix Bishtan. You can fix Mishnah. What happened? Does it have a lot of sense? Only a Malkum Shiach Shalakayim Shneiyah. See what the Rabban writes? Something unbelievable. Unbelievable. That Tzitzis Midoch Shabbos is not because of Esed Ocholos Haseh. It's because of what? Because of the Hekesh. Because of Smukhin. No. Why does the Torah place these two parshas together to tell you Tzitzis is Doche Shabbos? Well, what do you have to say Esed Ocholos Haseh? No, that's the Rabban here, no? That's very unbelievable. Elam itin hepesha, no? So the Rabban. Everything's fine and great, except the Gemara derives Esed Ocholos Haseh from Tzitzis and Shachnas, no? And what about Milan Saras, the Rabban writes, what in the world does that have to do with Esed Ocholos Haseh? It's not true. No? What does the Rabban write about this? Two places, the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Mila, and the Rambam writes this in Hilchos Tumas Saras. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mila, Aleph Tes, and the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tumas Saras, Perikir Aleph Hei, that you know why Mila's Dochet Saras? Because of Esed Ocholos Haseh. Esed Ocholos Haseh. Where did the Rambam get this from? Beis Adav Ches, no? It sounds black and white, no? Black and white. Beis Adav Ches. Yeah, but it's against the Gemara and Shabbos, and that's good for our days. There the Gemara says that Saras is a lot of an essay, and then Esed Ocholos Haseh, the essay. And the answer is, it's based on some other drasha, Kavah Chomer. It's not based on Esed Ocholos Haseh. It's not simple. Maybe one could argue, but it's not simple pshat, the Gemara and Davches and the days, that the Gemara is not mentioning Tzitzis and Saras as a Esed Ocholos Haseh. What's the Gemara trying to prove? Whenever you have a dechia, whenever you have an override, you need the Ibna. Maybe that's how we'll understand the Gemara based on Pesim based, no? That you know what? The Gemara wants to suggest that maybe one could argue that the mitzvah of kisui adam is docha leches yantiv. The Gemara says, of course not, no? Because dechia requires the Ibna. Where do you see dechia requires bidna? Because tzaras and mila requires bidna. Tzitzis and shatnas requires bidna. The Gemara's proof is that you need bidna. Poshav shan Gemara is another example of esed ocholos haseh requires bidna. Maybe I'll say the following. No, forget about whether it's based on a hekesh or it's based on a kavah chomer. But you need bidna. And certainly, if you need bidna in tzitzis, Sitzes Ramban writes, which is Hutra. You certainly need Bidna when it comes to Nesidu Chalosa, say. Maybe it's not a direct lima that the cases are identical. The Gemara is just bringing a raya from Mila and Tzitzis that you need the Idna. But is it necessarily Esedo Chalosa? Say, maybe not. The Rambam writes, of course it's not. Of course it's not. And the Rambam writes, of course it is. Of course it is. No? Not simple. Not simple at all. What's difficult? The Rambam, two places, right? It's Esedo Chalosa, say, when it comes to Mila and Saras. What's the problem? The Gemara says, what do you mean? Lasos, lasos. So the Mishnah Melech writes, possible teretz. It's not simple, not simple. The Mishnah Melech writes this. Okay, the Gemara says when it comes to Milat Saras, Eina Sidha Kolosa Tzeresi. You know what the Mishnah Melech writes? Read on, read on. No? Read on. What's the law of Yishamah? What's the essay? Lasos. Mishnah says, keep reading, keep reading, keep reading. Well, the Gemara says the following. What about removal of a neged saras? Al yidei gram. Removal of a neged saras, al yidei gram. A person will go ahead and, you know, carry a load, and the load will rub against the skin, and it's going to remove a neged saras. What about removal of a neged saras, al yidei gram? Al yidei gram. What would you say about that? See what the Gemara says? Maybe Nikar the Darais, that would be mutter. On what basis? On what basis? You look at the Tzaras. You know what the Gemara says? Lasas. Only Asi is Asi. In that Grama. We're going to see heavy slickies in Sephus Bates. So enough. What is Grama mutter? What is Grama Asi? But the Gemara tells us the following. You know what? If the Pasuk says Lasas, Lasas means a direct Asi. Well, Sasa Komalapa. If a person does something on Shabbos, al yidei grama, that's not going to be nisadaisa. Lasos means a direct asiya, direct asiya. Oh, so the pasuk says lasos. And therefore, lasos tells me an incredible chiddush that removal of a neged saras al yidei grama is mutar minatan. You know what Mishnah Melech writes? Oh, when you read on, you see lasos, it's telling you, ooh, the din grama. Meaning lasos is not considered to be a separate essay of removal of Yitzharas. Lasos is needed to tell you the din grama. And now at the end of the day, at the end of the day, whoa, removal of Yitzharas is just a lav. If it's just a lav, if you shema Yitzharas, guess what? That's the Yitzharas essay. Mishnah writes, that's the Rambam. That's the Rambam. It's true, the Gemara at one point, Kuf Lamed Beis, suggested that removal of neged saras is a lot in an essay. But if you keep on reading the Gemara, all of a sudden the Gemara uses that pasuk, not as a separate essay, but rather as part of the details of Tzitzas Vaharis. Whoa, so that means maybe there isn't a standalone essay. And maybe it's only in the Sulam. Oh, and that's why the Rambam writes. Say no kolosa. Say when it comes to Milat Saras. You heard it here. No. You know what's not so simple with this? Mishnah does not write this. You know what's not so simple about this? Guess what? So let's say we want to learn Sefer Mitzvahs. No. And we're going to look up Saras, and we're going to see. Guess what? Is Saras the Rambam allowed in an essay? Guess what? The Rambam has allowed in an essay. No. Losa say Shin Gimel. An essay kufalim from as an essay from as an essay. It's not at all simple to say that, you know what, that once you have a drush of lasses like a big grammar, you lose the essay. You lose it. The Rambam has an essay. From has an essay. There's a lot of, you know what, removing the negas and ras. There's an essay that follow the direction of the coin. So that I would tell you itself is an issue. I'm like, so the Rambam has love in essay, but the Rambam writes that Midos don't get saras because of Esedo Chalos essay. Esedo Chalos essay. So I'll tell you a Kiddush, which is going to be very relevant for later. Let's assume you do have a love. You do have an essay. A love is the move of the neged saras. An essay is, you know what? Pay special attention. Listen to the instruction of the Kohen. The Kohen can tell you many, many things. No problem, yes problem, huge problem, no. The coin can tell you all types of things, no? When it comes to Tzaras. Okay, listen to the coin. Maybe I'll tell you the following news. There's a lot of nested, that certainly is true. What's the most blatant is? Most blatant is, I cut off the negative tzaras. No? Mamashalav daraisa. When I cut off the negative tzaras, I've added the love, is that also an essay? Or can I argue that, you know what? If I remove the negative tzaras, it's a love. And lassos is not referring to ktsitas of a heres. Lassos is referring to when I don't remove the negative tzaras, but there's simanei tzaras, and I go to the Kohen, and the Kohen instruction, I listen to the instruction of the Kohen. Maybe one could argue that, of course, there's a lav and an essay, but the lav and essay do not overlap. They don't overlap. Halachud v'halachud. The lav is referring to a blatant rule of neged tzaras, and the essay is referring to cases where you're obviously not doing that. You're a good guy. Now you're doing what the Torah says, and you're listening to the Kohen. That's an essay. And if you failure to listen to the Kohen, even shorter of cutting off the neged tzaras, that's a violation of the essay. Maybe one can argue the different domains, different worlds, and therefore, ooh, you can have a love, you can have an essay, and the Rambam can still write that neged tzaras is because of essay of philosophy. And the Gemara, the Chesla Beis, can tell me that it's from there we derive the Idna. Well, so just in these cases alone, it's like pretty incredible. Now, we have Milan Saras, that's not focused Rishon, whether that's Esed Okolosase. And we have Kilayim and Tzitzis, that's not focused Rishon, whether that's considered to be Esed Okolosase, or whether that's based on a Hekesh. And this opens up the world for, Ochal Nefesh in the following sense. All of a sudden you have models of certain things that are mutter, because A is dochadi, A is dochadi, and you have certain things that indeed are mutter, not because of the typical essay of the Lysosephia, but it's mutter based on Kalachomer, it's mutter because of a Hekesh, and that Rambam writes is true even in cases where it's Efsh L'Kayim Shneim. Wow, that's an important Kiddush that Rabban writes. And this, I will tell you, is the basis of the further steps in the Rambam. The Rambam, I want you to see in Torah Sada, highlights the Rashi Brachos and Afa. The Tesla base is a sugya of Kavod HaBrios. And there the Gemara tells us that Kavod HaBrios cannot be doche isure daraisa v'kumbesa. The Torah values tremendously human dignity. But you cannot go ahead and allow that to be the basis of violating a law of daraisa. That cannot be. No? So if a person is wearing a beged of shamis, is violating a law of daraisa, and that's all he's wearing, and he's in the public school, you know what? That he has no choice but to remove the garment. It will result in a terrible breach of Kvod HaBrios. Yeah, but it's a lav daraisa. It's a lav daraisa. Kvod HaBrios pales compared to a lav daraisa. Kvod HaBrios cannot be doche yisur daraisa bekum vese. So Kvod HaBrios can take the place of Kvod HaChai. Kvod HaBrios can be case of Kvod HaMeis. Kuras HaMeis. Kuras HaMeis. So now she is very bothered. Where Rashi writes, what do you mean? A Kohen is Natami the Krohim. Don't you see from that that Kvod HaBrios is Doch Yisur Daraisa, the Kum Besei? The Kum Besei. For Yisrael to become Tame is not an Issa. Maybe one could have a case where, as a result of a Yisrael becoming Tame, he can't offer a Karbah. Okay, that's Sheva Tasa. Fail to offer a karban. But a Kohen becoming Tame, is literally Kumbesei. So, how does that fit? Don't you see from there, from Tumas Kohenin, that indeed that's true? Indeed that's true? Wow. And Rashi goes a step further, that that's true when it comes to Meis Mitzvah as well. You know? A Nazir is not Mitame the Krovin. But a Nazir is Mitame for Meis Mitzvah. So don't you see as well that, what do you mean? For the purpose of krovim, for the purpose of meis mitzvah, a person who has allowed the rice to become tamei can do so b'kumetzei. So how exactly does that work? So Rashi writes a stunning twofold chiddush. A stunning twofold chiddush. Rashi writes the following, Me'ikara, Me'ikara. Kishenefta losa sei de tumah. When the Yisr of Tumah was formulated, lo am meis mitzvah nechtav, it wasn't referring to the case of meis mitzvah, kishem shlo nechtav ala krovim. Unbelievable. When the Yisr of Tumah was formulated, it was not formulated in the case of meis mitzvah, just as it wasn't formulated in the case of krovim. Wow. That's a twofold chiddush of Rashi. But you know what? The fact that a kohen is matami lekrovim, the fact that a kohen and a nazir is matami smitzvah, that's a built-in exclusion. No? Lo nichtav. Lo nichtav. That's not because of dechiyah. That's not because of dechiyah. That's Rashi Shlimish. No? It's a dobra yotzim and akval. There is no iser. And even if Kvod Abrios is not doche iser mekum esei, this does not require dechiyah. The iser was not formulated in such a case. And of those two great chiddushim of Rashi, no, krovim es mitzvah, which would you tell me is the greater chiddush? Which may you tell me is the reduced chiddush? I'll tell you, look, meis mitzvah is a much greater chiddush than krovim. To say it in krovim, okay. To say it in meis mitzvah is a stunning chiddush. Why do I distinguish? Because, you know, I would tell you, the first place to look is the psukim. Now, when it comes to krovim, how do you know a kohen is matami the krovim? You don't have to know all that much, no? Just look at the beginning of Parshas Emor. No? Look at the beginning of Parshas Emor. When nefesh lo yitama ba'amav, a kohen is not allowed to matami the krovim. Ki im l'sher ha'karavila lo yitama, with the exception of krovim. What do you want the Torah to say, no? The Torah says, there is an iser for going to matami himself, but with the built-in exclusion of krovim. Krovim, I understand, I can say, you know what? Lo nichtav, lo nichtav. That's very misaber. Lo nichtav. You know what's the great kiddush of Rashi? The same thing applies when it comes to meis mitzvah. Because that's not blatant in the pasuk. Those are drashos, no brachos daf yates, that a kohen and an nazir can matami the meis mitzvah. That's lo nichtav. And I'll tell you the following. Tosus disagrees with Rashi. Tosus brachos daf chaf mer aleph, demaskel shev al tas. Take a look carefully at the Tosus, no? When Tosus disagrees with Rashi, it's heitachin. Look at carefully in Tosus, no? Tosus only disagrees in the case of meis mitzvah. Tosus doesn't comment on the case of krovim. Yeah, because krovim, one could understand. Ki im l'sher ha'kar ve'lam. That maybe is built in, But to say meis mitzvah is built in, that's a very, very great kiddush. So if you don't see that's true, so how do you resolve Rashi's kasha? If it's not a built-in exclusion, so don't you see from Nazir and Kohen in the Talmud Meis Mitzvah that Kvod Arbios can be doche Yisur Nareis Lekum Be'ezei? So you know what Tosus answers? Yeah, but you know what? Relatively speaking, Yisur Kuhuna and Yisur Nazir, relatively speaking, are weaker than typical Yisur. Why are they weaker than typical Yisur? Well, Naziris is Yeshna B'Sheila. You can uproot Naziris. You can be shown your Naziris. Yisur of Tumas Kohanim is a Lav She'ino Shal B'Kol. Oh, so maybe in Achinami. When it comes to certain relatively weak Yisurim, Kvod Abrios can be dealt with those Yisurim B'Kom Esay. But when it comes to your universally Yisurim, like Shatnez, then that's not true. That's Tosus' difference. But Tosus is only bothered by the case of Meis Mitzvah, not by Krovim. It's Poshav Shat, Krovim. Of course it's considered to be Lo Nichtav. That's Mamish. What more could the Torah say? The Torah says, when I'm formulating this Yisur, it is not Makom Krovim. So this is an incredible love. This is the Ramban in Torah Sa'adon, right, in Inyan HaPonim. This you should really see inside. This is a very fundamental piece in Ramban. It's found in Kisri Ramban in two volumes. It's found in the second volume, right, Amud Kuf Lamed Zayin, right? Go through both that Ramban. Ramban writes, realize this Rashi is Yisod, that there are certain things that are mutter because it is a davar hayatsa min haklal. A davar hayatsa min haklal. There's a parsha to Maskonia, but this is an exclusion. Davar shahaya beklal v'yatsa min haklal. That's lashon of Ramban. That is not. Dechuya, that is not dechuya. You know what's dechuya? The Ramban writes here, right, you'll take a look now. Sadin betzitzis. Sadin betzitzis. What happened to Ramban and Shabbos Kufon Beis that we've just spent time on? No? Ramban here writes in Torah Sada. Maybe an example of dechuya sadin betzitzis. There I wouldn't say it's a doryatsa on a cloud. But you know what? Here, tumas konyim, doryatsa on a cloud. What's another example of doryatsa on a cloud? Ramban writes, Yibum, right? Wow. Ramban writes the following: Yevamet legabei lav the eishes ach lo mikre dichud. That's not called dichud. That the fact that yibum is done for makom eishes ach, that's dichud. That's dichud. That's what yibum is. No, that's what yibum is. That clearly is a built-in exclusion. There is typically an Isra Meshazah, but it's a Dabra Yatsa Rakam, a Makom Yibum. That is not called. And I see that below Sassim. Wow, that's very, very important. That's very important. Now, we discussed this when we were talking about Yifas Tor. That's long ago. Now, take a look at the Tosas Yishonim, Yivamos, the Chesim Abeis. The Tosas Yishonim writes, Yivamos, that's why we're matching not only the Yerushon, but the Yishni as well. No? If it was only an essay of Chalosa, say, maybe we'd say, only do that which is minimally necessary for evil. We don't do some of that. The Tosi Shon writes, Mamish, it's a Dara Yatsin and Akwao. Yatsin and Akwao. Yuan Eish Asach is not because of essay of Chalosa. The normal rule is, Ein essay of Chalosa say, Sheish Bokaris. This is not because of essay of Chalosa. Wow. And then Ramban tells you something else. Oh, Yuma Menvav. Avoda, which is Dokha Shabbos. Avoda, which is Dokha Shabbos. Wow. They're also. Shabbos is an Isher Skila. It's not that the mitzvah of Avoda is Dokha Shabbos. It also, Ramban calls, interesting, but no. Adar Shahim and Akla, Yatsim and Akla. That's very important, no? That's the Chiddush that the Ramban writes. So if you haven't yet, take a look at the piece of Rav Chanan, the Kovet Sa'aras and Simitis. There, he only points out, there's a difficult line in that Ramban. The Ramban writes, and you know what? Since Avoda and Shabbos is Mamish, Mamish, Adar Yatsa and Aklal, that's why the opening several blocks of the Sefer Zivamos is looking for a source of Esed HaFalosa saying, why isn't the Gemara saying the fact that you can offer a carbon on Shabbos? You know what the answer is? Because that's not an Esed HaFalosa saying. That's a Dabar Yatsman HaKlal. Therefore, that's not true. Nor Bochan is Balavai, Sema Tess, no, that is true. Vamos da Pema Deis. The Gemara says, Neilef Mitamid. Why not? Learn Esed HaFalosa saying, even with an Isser Karis, from the fact that a carbon is born on Shabbos. You know what the Gemara answers? Because Mishum Detadi. Because Karban Tavid is so chashuv, maybe that's an exception. Ramban says, that's why the Gemara never asked such a kashim. Difficult, no? It asks a kashim, it's the parents, no? So that's something which is very, 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 very important. And here, Rav Chanan writes the following. You know what? When we speak about these cases, Ramban writes there are three hagdaras. There are three hagdaras. That's something which is critically important. No? We'll have to see nafkaminas. Three hagdaras. Point number one is something is mutter very simply because it's mutter. It's mut, there's no override, there's no override. This is something which is mutter. If I ask you, why are you allowed to eat the chilev of a chayev? You know? You have to start giving a whole shiur. The Torah only asks chilev of a behema, not chilev of a chayev. Chilev of a chayev is a dummy outside of a cloud that it was never included in this in the first place. Forget about butcher, forget about the chuyah. It's never asa. It's never asa. And that is the chiddush of Rashi when it comes to the case of Tumas Kohanim. It was never asa. It was never asa. That's not even in the realm of butcher and the chuyah. There's no iser. There's no iser eshes ach when a person dies without children. And there is no, well, Isra Tumas Kohanim, Lagabe Krovin. A Kohen cannot casually be Tamei Lameis. But Makom Krovin, there's no Isra. That's called the Dabar Yatsin in a cloud. You don't need a Matir. You don't need a Matir. Wow. Rabbi Chana makes a very beautiful point. You know, we've discussed this in the past. No, Sota Daf Gimel. Sota Daf Gimel. There's a machlokas between Rabbi Kim and Rabbi Shmuel. When it comes to three psukim in the Torah, are those three psukim in the Torah a mitzvah or a rishus? How do you translate the pasuk? You must or you may? You must or you may? No? But all of them tell what comes out of the Kalani. You must or you may? Must means you're not allowed to mishachar in the Kalani. Rabbi Akiva. You know what may means? May means that in a nivri goes three after sheish. You're allowed to maintain an Eved Kanani. You don't have to, but you're allowed to. So the pasuk says, La olam tavodu, no, la olam ben tavodu. Is that a must or is that a may? Is that a mitzvah or is that a rishus? No? When the Torah tells me the parsha of Sota, the kinyas ishta, the husband must or the husband may? He has a right to, or he has an obligation to. If there's a raglan ledavar, and she possibly is an eshes ish zinsu, is a sur laval, the husband has no right to look the other way. Yeah, that's pretty heavy, no? What's the third case? Lahi tama. How do you translate that pasuk? No? If a karav of a kohen dies, he must or he may. He must or he may. So Rabbi Akiva says he must. It's a mitzvah. It's a chiyuv. Rabbi Shmuel says, no, it's a reshus. It's a reshus. He may. He may. You know what Baruch Hanan is so bothered by? How in the world can you say it's a reshus? It's doch alam daraisam tumas kohanim. No? If something is a mitzvah has the capacity to be doche at times yisurian. So if this is doche, that which is allowed, daraisa, how in the world can Rabbi Shmuel say it's not a mitzvah? How can that possibly be? No? You know what the answer is? It's not doche. It's a darayatzim in a cloud. There's no iser. You're right. If there's an iser, and you're suspending an iser can be suspended by the mitzvah. But oh, that's pretty heavy, no? So now you have a W Yatsam in a cloud. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, good, 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 good. Now we can begin to discuss the following. No, no, there is an issue. But you know what? Sometimes there's give. Sometimes there's flexibility. No? Sometimes there are overrides. And an override can take two forms. An override can be kutra. An override can be the chuya. My nafkamina, efshe yefshe l'kayim shneim. Maybe there are more nafkaminas. But efshe yefshe l'kayim shneim. But what's the tzad ha-shav v'shem ha-hutra v'chuya? There's an iser. But there's an override. Do I have a right to override the iser? The makom shefshe l'kayim shneim. Okay, that's a detail. But there is an override. There is an override. And that's the machlokas of Hutra and Dechuya. So Rabbi Chanan tells you, you know what, you have three hagdaros. You have three hagdaros. Adar Yatsim and Aklam. And let's say category two, no, no, no. Something that is Mutter Mitam HaMitzvah. And that breaks down into two cases. That breaks down into a Hutra. That breaks down into Dechuya. That's an important, important chiddush. That's an important chiddush. What's the nafkamina between the chutzah and the chuya? We'll have a whole list, no? But efshe yefshe l'kayim shneim. That's a good nafkamina, no? The Purush and Gemara, Yom Da'afav, Sandav Yavetz. Good, good, good. Is there enough nafkamina between Hutra and the Dabyatsama Nakam? Hutra's matter even exceptional kashne. If the Dabri Yatsama Nakam, obviously it's much even exceptional kashneyan. Is there nafkamina? Well, we pointed out in principle, yes, Dabri Yatsama comes to require a mitzvah to imati. Hutra does require a mitzvah. But is there any other nafkamina? Who's Rav Chanan writes the following? Very mustavid? Very mustavid? No? There is something that Hutra has that is natural of Dechuya and it's natural of a Dabri Yatsama Nakam. There's a certain concept, a certain klal that only applies to Hutra, and it doesn't apply to Dechuya and it doesn't apply to Yatsama Nakam. Well, you know, I think Yatsama Nakam is the peak, no? And then you have Hutra, then you have Dechuya. No, 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 I'm going to give you an that it doesn't apply to one and three, it only applies to two. You know what that is? That was the Shir on your festival. No, so it's with your chazit, no? That was the Shir on your festival. That's the yisod of whole history. Whole history. If the Torah is Matir Yisr A, do I ever have a right to say, it'll be Matir Yisr B? So Rabbi Chanan writes, when it comes to Dukhi, absolutely not. Oh, that was that Rashba? Krishna Kabbalah? No? A Kohen dies and his brother's a Kohen Gadol? Right? There's no whole history. And very misdaber, there's no whole history when it comes to a Dabri Yatsama Nakam. No? What do you mean whole history? What do you mean whole? Once the Heter is Chal, it morphs, it expands. What Heter? Who Heter? This was a Dabri Yatsama Nakam. There is no Heter. There is no Heter. No? There's no concept of whole history when it comes to Yatsama Nakam. Just like there's no concept of whole history when it comes to Dukhliya. Like for opposite reasons, no? There's no whole history when it comes to Dukhliya because it's a very weak Heter. There's no whole history when it comes to Yatsama Nakam because it's a Yatsama Nakam. It's not Heter A which can extend to B. There is no Heter A. There is no Heter A. You with me? You need an example? You got that? No? That's the Chiddush. The whole history does not apply. Does not apply. Let me tell you an obvious case. You know what? A nazir is not metamei the probit, right? That's good, no? You're Yisrael. You're a nazir. A nazir can be metamei the probit, right? Let's assume, for example, you're a kohen who's a nazir. You're a kohen who's a nazir. You're Yisrael who's a nazir. Can be metamei the probit? Of course not, no? A nazir can. Let's say you're a Kohen who's a Nazir. Obviously not. Obviously a Kohen is not coming down the road. No, I'm going to tell you the following. You're a Kohen who's a Nazir. You want to apply the principle of whole history. That whole history means that, Krovim is Matir, the Isra of Kohen, the Krovim. And now, whole history is Matir, the Isra of Nazir. That would be absurd, no? So, a Nazir who's Yisrael can't be Natami the Kroven. But a Kohen who's another can be Natami the Kroven. Obviously not. No? This is the Raisa for both the Natami the Kroven. What's wrong with Holy Shri Yishri? That's Rabbi Chanan writes. Because the Kohen being Natami the Kroven is a Dabri Yatsama Nakam. It's not that there's a Heter, now I can argue the Heter morphs, the Heter expands, the Heter diffuses. It's not a Heter. It's considered that which is a Dabri Yatsama Nakam. And here, Rabbi Chanan writes, also beautiful teretz. That Siman Tes is, the Kopet Shurim is beautiful, no? But you don't appreciate the godless Rabbi Chanan from the Kopet Shurim all the time, no? Because they're Ha'aras, you know? You go through the Kopet Ha'aras, you know? You see Marachas, you know? You see it incredible, no? So he writes, he thinks, that's the teretz of the Ramban. that if I ask you something chutzra, it's mafurish in the Gemara, that a carbon tamid on Shabbos is chutzra. That's mafurish. Yimadat beva. Yimadat meva. That's mafurish. No? What about a carbon musaf on Shabbos? A carbon musaf on Shabbos. Musfei Shabbos. Musfei Shabbos, Rav Chanan says, you know, if a person were to suggest that a carbon tamid is not done for Shabbos, he'd be dead wrong. But it wouldn't be absurd, no? No, wouldn't be absurd. You know? You don't know. There's a pasuk. Okay, carbon tamid is done for Shabbos. If I ask you, is Musfei Shabbos done for Shabbos? You know, it would be absurd to say no. You only bring Musfei Shabbos on Shabbos. And it's not done for Shabbos. You mean it's never brought? Musfei Shabbos are not brought on Shabbos. Absurd, Rabbi Chanan says, is the Tabi Yotzon HaKlam. Yibam for not to be Dov HaShasam. That's absurd. No? That's the Tabi Yotzon HaKlam. Musfei Shabbos is the Yotzon HaKlam. Carbon Tamid, it wouldn't be absurd to be wrong. It would be absurd to say that maybe a carbon Tamid is brought for Chol. It's not brought for Shabbos. Wouldn't be absurd. Gzeira Sakasa. For the Betuma, for the B'Shabbos, okay. So when the Ramban is giving an example of Don Yatzam and HaKlal, and the Ramban writes, that's why the Gemara never suggests that can be a source of Eskid of Halal, so say, the Ramban is not referring to Tamid. The Ramban's referring to the Karbonos of Shabbos. Yeah, that's Yatzam and HaKlal. No, no, Chenami, there is no Gemara in Yavamas to suggest that you should drive Eskid of Halal, so say, from Musfei Shabbos, Musfei Shabbos. And the Chiddush now, oh, Rav Chanan writes this as follows. There's no way I can derive Esed Ocholos Haseh from a W Yatzim HaKlal. There's no Dechiyah, no? There's no Dechiyah. So a W Yatzim HaKlal, even though it's the most potent tether in the sense that it's obviously mutter, by definition it's mutter, but you can't use that as a basis of Esed Ocholos Haseh. There's no iser. There's no iser. In order to create a model of esed ochalos haseh, it either has to be, that's the chiddush, either has to be, well, tuchliya, that's good. Tuchliya is the model of esed ochalos. You know what the chiddush is? It can even be good true as well, because yesh b'chlam asayimana. Yesh b'chlam asayimana. And that he writes in the Ramadan Shabbos for 4 days. That even though, based on a hekesh, tzitzis is dofek kilayim, and as a result of the hekesh, we know that applies even if it is efshel lekayim shneihem, but yesh b'chlam asayimana, we can even derive from that, that there should be a weaker form of dechiyah, of an esed ocholos haseh. That's the Chiddush Rabbah. That Kelayim and Tzitzis, Shabbos, Kufam and Beis, and Sutra, from the Tam, Menachos Daf Mem and Sutra. So the Gemara says that nonetheless that can be a source of Esed Ocholos Haseh, which is not Sutra. Yeah, because the extra Hekesh tells you it's Sutra. It's Duchliya plus. But even without the Hekesh, you can derive the basic in Esed Ocholos Haseh. Now, the reason this is so important is not just because it's so important, you know? Of course it's so important. Now, these like, Hagdaras v'chol Torah kula. But all three shittos are found when it comes to Melechus HaKol Nefesh. What exactly is the basis of the heter of Melechus HaKol Nefesh? And three possibilities. Maybe one could argue, literally, it's a davar hayatzim in HaKlal. Melechus HaKol Nefesh was never included in the Hagdara of Melechus HaKol Nefesh. Or maybe one could argue that's not true. The starting point, the Muskel Rishon, is that what is true of Shabbos is true of Yantif, except on Yantif there's a mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, and there's a Dechiyah, and that Dechiyah can take the form of Chutra and Dechiyah. So this we'll have to discuss tomorrow now, the three differences, the three Hagdaras, and how it applies to Melechus HaKol Nefesh. So go through it. If you haven't yet, all those are Rambam carefully. If you have done, so then, Malachashem, it's very clear.
Yes.